Almost there. Okay, so now we're going to take a big breath. Shut your eyes. And I want you to think of a memory, something you're good at, something you did with fabulous confidence, something you have mastered, whether it's cooking or riding a bike or something at work or giving gifts. Maybe you're good at gardening or painting. It doesn't, whatever, something you're good at, where it's just so easy breezy for you to do it, where you feel the confidence, and I want you to flood your body with confidence. Flood it with the memory and the resonance and the frequency of confidence. Amazing confidence. Amazing positive expectation that of course you're gonna keep getting it right. Of course you're gonna practice your way into a level of mastery that delights you and is magical. But of course you're not gonna quit halfway. Of course some days are harder than others. You already know all this. Fill your body with the confidence you've already experienced. Imagine someone thanking you for whatever it is you're good at, for something you've done. Imagine receiving that gratitude. And now I want you to playfully imagine that you shift out of your physical form in front of you. You picture that you're looking at yourself. That some eternal part of you can observe you even from outside of you. Can imagine your face, your shoulders, your clothes, your being. And imagine this other piece of you beaming gratitude at you, admiring you for your courage and your perseverance and your dedication. Imagine this gratitude from this part of you that can shift awareness. This part of you that could pretend it can see you, or this part of you that could see you at home. Imagine seeing yourself at home. Imagine seeing yourself in the car. That's the eternal aspect of you. That is the soul self. That is the center of self, the observer, the witness. Imagine with me that the eternal soul that beats your heart is so proud of you, is so impressed with you, is so amazed that you would play in this dense reality, in this physical form. Receive that love and gratitude. Flood your body with the confidence your eternal self has within you, about you. The confidence that's possible, that's gotten you this far. And I'm suggesting that it will be very easy for you to align to the frequency of confidence. It'll be very easy for you to laugh when you've got to practice again. That you will naturally feel more confident, amazingly confident, that your consciousness is expanding to a much larger paradigm. And within that expansion, you are confident of your life journey and your purpose here. You're beginning to know who you are, what you are, and how you serve. And taking a big breath. And coming back into the room, back into your consciousness, all the way back.